Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The New York Post writes that apparently even Prince Harry sometimes has enough of listening to Meghan Markle. Per a Page Six report, a spy who sat opposite the pair during a double date Wednesday night in New York City said that Markle barely stopped speaking to take a breath while Harry's attention seemed to drift away from his wife's musings, to the point where he eventually ended up fiddling with his phone. While the source tried to turn their attention back to their own drinks and conversation, they occasionally looked across and were surprised to find she's still talking. In fact, the spy recalled asking their date, "Why is she talking so much?" Harry, on the other hand, had very few responses, per the source's recollection. Harry got bored and started looking at his phone, then he got back in the conversation, and then he lost it again and went back to his phone. She was excited about something, the source said. She talked with her hands a lot. Meanwhile, the source said that Duke and Duchess of Sussex's two security guards, who sat at separate tables, were busy keeping an eye out for fellow guests at the Upper East Side haunt, who might be so bold as to snap a picture of the former senior royals. If people tried to take a picture, they would approach them and say, "Please don't," the spy said. Apparently, three separate groups tried their luck at getting photos, but were foiled each time. When Harry and Meghan attended Global Citizen Live in New York City's Central Park, observers say the couple looked absolutely smitten over one another during the event. Per E! Online, at one point, Meghan leaned on her husband as he held her close and wrapped his arm around her shoulder. Harry said to the crowd, "Look at all of us here, 60,000 strong together in New York City. Are we prepared to do what's necessary to end this pandemic?" Meghan added, "It's so good to be back here with all of you. Look, we know it feels like this pandemic has been going on forever. We get it. It is a lot. But if everyone is over it, it's never going to be over with. There's so much we can do today that can get us closer to ending this pandemic, and that's why we're all here." She credited the most brilliant scientists, researchers, frontline workers, and selfless public health leader for making it possible for them to be there and dubbed them humanitarian heroes before handing the mic back to Harry. The 24-hour event, which took place on the Great Lawn in Central Park on Saturday, featured performances from Ed Sheeran, Lizzo, and Billie Eilish. It aimed to raise awareness of the climate crisis, vaccine inequality, and poverty. Per The Independent, Prince Harry urged pharmaceutical companies to waive their intellectual property rights on COVID-19 vaccines, describing the pandemic as a human rights crisis. Harry said, "We're battling more than the virus alone. This is a battle of misinformation, bureaucracy, lack of transparency, and a lack of access, and above all, this is a human rights crisis." They said many countries are ready to produce vaccines at home, yet they aren't allowed to because ultra-wealthy pharmaceutical companies are not sharing the recipes to make them. By the way, many of these vaccines were publicly funded. They are your vaccines. You paid for them. Meghan told the crowd that every single person on this planet has a fundamental right to get this vaccine. She said it was wrong that so much of the vaccine supply has only gone to just 10 wealthy nations so far and not everyone else. While in this country and many others, you can go almost anywhere and get vaccinated. Billions around the world cannot. These experts share that how the vaccine is distributed and who it's distributed to should be left to independent international organizations who know exactly where the doses are most needed. Just think about the millions of vaccines that have been discarded this year. That's like throwing away life vests when those around you are drowning. Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Daily Mail reported Harry and Meghan returned home to California in their private jet, phrasing it that the virtue-signaling couple and fossil-fueled eco-warriors embraced members of staff who had accompanied them on their pseudo-royal tour before heading back to their Montecito mansion. Author Angela Levin said of the NYC trip, "It's nonsense. They wanted to leave the royal family because they didn't want to be doing engagements there. And here they are, not so long after, doing pseudo-royal engagements. They want to build up a woke alternative royal family and get this one gone. It's a way to say, you don't need those old fogies." Harry has always been jealous of William, and he wants to prove he's better, stronger, and he believed he could only do that by breaking away. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.